hash the surveillance paradox: security, freedom, and the erosion of democratic space. In the contemporary landscape, the nexus between national security imperatives and state surveillance has become a defining feature of modern governance. Governments worldwide consistently justify expanded monitoring capabilities. The collection, analysis, and retention of vast amounts of personal data as essential tools for threat mitigation and collective safety. This narrative posits that the protection of the citizenry necessitates a trade-off, where the collective security interest is prioritized over the individual right to privacy. However, this operational reality introduces a profound structural paradox. Measures meticulously designed to safeguard national security simultaneously generate conditions that systematically erode the fundamental freedoms essential for a functioning democracy, specifically open discourse and individual autonomy. The foundation of this tension rests on the shift in the social contract regarding privacy. Traditionally, the expectation of privacy has served as a crucial bulwark against arbitrary state power, allowing citizens the space to explore ideas, form dissenting opinions, and engage in political deliberation without fear of immediate scrutiny or reprisal. When surveillance infrastructure is expanded, incorporating ubiquitous digital monitoring, predictive algorithms, and mass data aggregation, this implicit trust is fundamentally reconfigured. The very architecture of observation shifts from being an exception to a rule, creating an environment where the expectation of privacy is no longer merely an assumption, but a contingent privilege dependent upon perceived compliance. This reconfiguration yields tangible consequences for democratic discourse. Free expression, the lifeblood of a healthy democracy, thrives in environments where ideas can be exchanged freely, even unpopular or critical ones. When citizens understand that their communications, movements, and associations are subject to continuous algorithmic assessment, the incentive structure shifts from open engagement to self-censorship. Individuals begin to navigate the political sphere with an internalized awareness of potential surveillance, leading to a phenomenon often described as the chilling effect. This chilling effect discourages participation in public debate, stifles dissent against prevailing narratives, and constrains the exploration of controversial topics, effectively narrowing the permissible boundaries of legitimate political expression. The paradox deepens when examining the operational goals versus the systemic outcomes. The objective of surveillance is to preempt threats, to identify potential adversaries or imminent dangers. Yet, the method employed achieves this by creating a pervasive climate where suspicion becomes the default mode of societal interaction. In such environments, the distinction between an innocent citizen and a potential security risk blurs under the weight of continuous data analysis. This operationalizes a relationship where collective safety is achieved not through robust, open democratic exchange, but through a mechanism of managed conformity. The very tools intended to secure the state inadvertently create conditions where suspicion, rather than reasoned debate, dictates social behavior. Ultimately, the tension between security and liberty necessitates a critical reassessment of governmental priorities. A system predicated on absolute security cannot be ethically sound if it sacrifices the mechanisms, free thought, uninhibited association, and autonomous decision-making, upon which that security ultimately depends. The structural contradiction demands that governments move beyond viewing surveillance as a purely utilitarian tool for threat detection and recognize its profound impact on the institutional integrity of democracy. Safeguarding national security must be pursued through means that respect and actively reinforce the foundational freedoms they are designed to protect, ensuring that the infrastructure of safety does not become the architecture of silence.